What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Hello, 1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWings.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, at FBHW Show. You can download the Free Beer and Hot Wings app. Take us with you wherever you go, etc.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. And y'all, I got to witness something that was so bad on a plane, somebody got taken off of it.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes, I did. But that was after my entire travel day went to absolute S. So let me tell you how I got there. As y'all know, I went to a Y2K party this weekend. My best friend's turning 40. She lives in Greenville, South Carolina. So I had to fly from where we are to Greenville, South Carolina. Obviously, there's no direct flights from small towns to small towns. So I had a connection. No big deal. Except there are wildfires here. And the wildfire smoke is so bad that we had some of the worst air quality in the world. And I kept wondering, will that delay my flight? And what was interesting was when I was traveling that day to South Carolina, the winds started to change. So they thought we were going to have clear skies, which was great for here locally. But the winds changed in the direction of my flight path. So not only were we grounded here where our flagship station is, we were grounded in DC, which is where my connection was. So I thought, okay, well, if my connecting flight is grounded as well, then I won't miss it because I only had like an hour and a half between flights, which is usually more than enough time. But then we sat on the tarmac for an hour and a half here locally. And I was like, damn it, I'm going to miss my flight. And American Airlines does that thing they do where they're like, hey, you're going to miss your flight. So we automatically bumped you to the next one. So I even called and said, hey, thank y'all for doing that. Quick question, though. Am I on standby for the later one? And they're like, no, you're connection flight is going to take off. You have a seat. And I said, okay, fine. We finally take off. I land like 45 minutes after my other flight was supposed to be taking off. So I miss that flight. Except I get off my connection and my first flight and my connection is still there.
Ooh.
And it's the next gate over.
Hope springs eternal.
Oh my God. And I walk up to the gate agent and I said, hey, can I get back on this flight? I showed her my boarding pass and everything. And she goes, I cannot do that at the gate, but you can do it over at customer service. And I said, okay. And as I walk over to customer service, they're putting the little sign up that says, hey, we're closed. And because everything had been so grounded in DC and all the inbound and outbound flights were screwed, you could tell this woman had a day. And she goes, anything I can help you with, they can do over the phone. I promise. Please just call them. I've already shut down my systems. By the time, if you need this in the next 10 minutes, I'm not going to be able to help you quicker than on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Call American Airlines on the phone. I'm like, hey, me again. You guys have been texting me. We chatted on the phone. Looks like I can make my connection flight. And the lady says, no problem. Awesome. And I said, yes, I'm going to get to my friends. This is going to be great. And she goes, wait a minute. Are they boarding right now? And I said, yes, they just started boarding. We got to do this quick. She goes, my system won't allow me to do this when they're boarding.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And she goes, I'll get somebody else on the phone to see if that's the case. She gives me all the reasons why they can't do it. The second person gets on the phone. Sure enough, they can't do it either. And they said, no worries, though. These flights are getting out of DC. That next flight's at 7:30. At this point, it's almost 6 o'clock. And they're like, you can get on that next flight in the next hour. And then I'm just going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours later than planned. Okay, fine. I got my
still
ride from the airport.
Still a little maddening.
Still kind of frustrating because I'm watching them board this flight. The gate agent told me there were plenty of seats left on the plane. So all the standby people got on. There were still seats left. I could have gotten on that flight.
They couldn't even put you on standby.
No. And they told me, they're like, try it in the app. Sometimes you can manipulate the app and get on standby. I couldn't.
You are the app.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
You can
the
do
drag
it.
Is once they start boarding, they've already got their manifest.
Yeah. And so
once
you can't
have
do
that,
anything
yeah,
on the app.
Change
and you can't do anything over the phone. So I was like, whatever. I'll just eat it. I'll have dinner here. Skip dinner with my friends that I was so excited to do. Whatever. And then the delays started. Because my flight that wasn't supposed to be delayed was delayed because now DC's covered in that same hazardous smoke. And my 7:30 flight got bumped to 8 and then 8:30 and then 9 and then 9:30. I ended up making a friend at the airport, took some shots and was like, okay, I'll be fine. I get on the plane. Shout out to you, Sierra. You were hilarious. You said things that were so offensive. I can't even share them on the air. And
it's really saying something.
Yeah. Huh. So we finally, they say, like, our plane came in, and because another flight crew was coming in from another flight, like, that was a whole delay. So I was like, I'm not going to make it to Greenville, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Two gates down, people are flying back to Grand Rapids. I'm like, maybe I just go home. Maybe, like, I just fly
home.
I'm gonna punt. Yeah. And they say, hey, guys, we're going to start boarding here quickly. You know, they send out the app alert, like, get back to your gate. And I sit at my gate. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to be great. We get on the plane. I immediately go to the bathroom because I'm like, I took a couple shots. Now I got to pee. And as I walk out of the bathroom, this man's like really fidgety waiting on the bathroom. All I did was pee. So it didn't take long. But I was like, man, he's about to poop and poop his pants. Mm-hmm. And so he gets into the bathroom and he's doing that, like, that I'm going to pee myself dance. Mm-hmm. And I started to notice, like, 15, 20 minutes we're just sitting. And the flight attendants are getting a little fussy. And they finally say, we need everyone to please return to their seats.
Oh, no.
A couple minutes later, they knock on the door. And the guy comes out. And as soon as he walks out, he's like a row up and over from me. So I can see him. He gets to a seat, immediately unbuckles his seatbelt after he strapped himself in, and started beelining it to the bathroom for a second time.
Oh, no.
And the flight attendant was like, if you don't stay seated, we cannot take off. So, and they're mad at this point.
Right.
And he's like, I got to use the bathroom. I got to use the bathroom.
I was going to say, what do you do if you're that guy?
Oh,
yeah.
Because
you don't want to,
you don't want to soil yourself.
You're so screwed.
Uh-huh. You don't want to soil yourself because you know what happens when you soil yourself?
No.
I do. Because he soiled himself.
Oh no.
He soiled himself. So not only did
on the way?
Yeah. He didn't even make it to the bathroom. The flight attendant did stop him and say, please, sir, if you don't sit down, we are going to have to sit at the gate. And then they miss their opportunity to take off at the allotted time with air traffic control. So as she's trying to explain it, he soils himself. And I mean, he must have the lettuce diarrhea bug or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe he had some Taco Bell on the way out.
Right.
I'm not sure. But he was mortified, obviously. The whole plane already smelled from his bathroom experience the first time. It was so rotten. And this time it was so foul. I texted you guys. I was like, this man just crapped himself on the plane. And then do you know what they had to do? Because it was contained within his pants, it was fine for the rest of us.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right. Okay.
But they then had to go open up the door again,
air the place
let him out. And then they had to go through all their security checks again. So as we were going to be taken off, not necessarily on time, but I would have gotten in there around 10:30. Now I didn't get in until about 11:45.
Oof.
And then by the time I got my baggage, it was past midnight and my friend picked me up and I was like, hey, I am fussy. Like, I don't want to talk about travel. I was on a plane where a man soiled himself. I feel like I smell like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was, I just couldn't shake
like
the frustrations. Oh my God. I could not shake it.
Ugh.
And by the time I got there, I was like, I know it's going to be worth it. But the way I was honestly thinking, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go back on this plane that's flying back home. I'm going to turn around. I'm glad I didn't ultimately because the party was so much fun. But when you have a travel day like that, and the next day you see all your friends who are like, can't believe you flew in for this. How are your travels? Was it easy getting in? And everybody's
Shut
just
up.
Trying to be polite and have
right.
a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it was fine. And the two friends who knew what I actually went through, they were like, no. A man S'd himself and had to be escorted off of the plane she was on. I was like, I can't talk about it. I get so frustrated thinking about it. It makes me stressed.
I can't imagine that. Being that person.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, I would look at it from your perspective, Kelly, and at that point go, well, it could be worse.
Could be him.
I could be him.
I can't imagine. I mean, I think most of us at some point or another has made that mistake. But usually it's like I'm near one, like near my home or something, not at an airport. Like I've never had that happen in public before. Like I can't imagine how mortifying it would be to soil yourself in public.
Yeah.
And not only public, but in a tube.
On an airplane. Well, just getting out of an airplane.
I didn't soil myself out the back door, but I did puke all over my own shirt.
Yeah.
And then wear a goatee of cheese-based barf all the way back to the bathroom that delayed the flight, and everybody had to watch me go from near the front all the way to the back of the plane.
Oh my God.
Heading down to
you looked like you had shot Marvin in the face.
On the flight,
yes.
On the flight from Grand Rapids into Greenville, a girl barfed because of the turbulence.
Oof.
And it was right before we landed. They were like, hey, you know, make sure you got your seatbelts on. And it was turbulent. It was bad. And then I saw the flight attendant walk back and she was like, we got a barfer. And so they got the barf bags. And I was like, oh my God, that sucks. But that didn't delay me any more than I'd already been delayed. But yeah, that man soiling himself. The thing is, too, when you poop on an airplane bathroom, it's the whole plane smells like it for a minute. So, God, it really sucks when you're that far back. But I was in the emergency exit seats I was like, man, that smells. He been in there a minute.
Right.
And I didn't think about the fact he might get out and then soil himself.
If you're that guy, man, you're so screwed. Like, I would be like, just let me off. Just open the door. Let me run.
I know.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, just push me off onto the tarmac.
But I wonder, because I was so delayed and fussy, like, if he's just trying to get home, and maybe he's got that parasite. I don't know. Maybe he just ate something bad at the airport or the day before. Maybe he's got IBS. I don't know. But I bet he just wanted to get home.
I'm sure.
I'm guessing.
That poor dude.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad for him.
It's one of those moments I wish I could have caught on camera so people would know, like, this is what it was like. But there was no way I was recording that poor man. This wasn't a...
Was he
middle-aged?
No, he's easily like late 30s, early 40s, my age, for sure.
God, there's no age that's okay.
No, it sucks. But honestly, had he been 80 or so, 85,
a little
I'd have been
different.
Like, all right, he's probably wearing a diaper.
Like, oh, that poor man.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.